Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you happy or sad today?
Yeah.
And I know that everybody's a little bit of both, but I want to know who's winning the fight. You know what I mean? Who outplayed who yesterday? The Niners or Cardinals? Oh, a little bit of both.
That's a great question. That's a hard question.
But in the end, the Niners won.
Right.
And it can be close, but the Niners won. And so that's kind of what I'm after today. I want to know who's winning that internal struggle between, yay, we're 3-0, and oh, crap, Bosa's out for the year.
It's obviously a mix, and, you know, it's a victory Monday, so you want to stay in that moment because winning NFL games is very hard, and you're 3-0, and there aren't a lot of those teams that are 3-0, and then you think about the future, and you realize, okay, 3-0 without Bosa is going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get to 4-0 or 5-0 or whatever. If you get to the playoffs and you don't have Bosa, and you won't have Bosa, what does that mean for your overall bigger picture? So it's, for me, it's kind of a micro macro. In the micro, you come off a game, you won the game, and it was a hard fought game. They lost a guy, you lost a guy, you lost Mykel Williams for a while, he came back, you had backup linemen, you had a backup tight end, you had a backup quarterback, and you found a way to get the job done. Yeah. At home, it wasn't pretty, but you got the win and they didn't. That is awesome. But the macro is, oh my God, Bosa is gone for the year again. And like, when will he be able to come back next year for the start of the year? And It's now his third ACL. And will he ever be Nick Bosa again? And so when you think about it macro, you start to think about like the really, really, really bad part of what the injury means.
Well, and even the macro of the season. In other words, like, you could sit here and go, well, Mykel Williams couldn't, and Bryce Huff, they can fill in. Are we all crazy enough to think that this is the last injury the Niners are going to suffer this year?
Right.
That's it? 14 more games and everything's just going to be hunky-dory? Like, your depth takes a huge hit because there will be more. There will be more. And you have to be ready for that. And testing depth is a big part of any team. And then, to your point, I'll admit something that I wish, you know, wasn't really true this morning. But I'll admit it. I already Googled the three words. Nick Bosa contract in search of when's the out.
Yep.
And it's not this next offseason.
No, he's guaranteed next year.
It's another one after that. So, and he'll be able to play next year. But will he be Nick Bosa? I mean, even if he is, we always are told that that first year coming off of the torn whatever, you're usually not your full-blown self. It's the year after that that you can really, really get it going. And so, yeah, man, it's tough because I think there's also a realization today that this Nick Bosa experience has been very topsy-turvy. It went from, like, superstar rookie to torn ACL.
And then
to DPOY.
Right.
To contract holdout. To some feel underperformer. To great start to the season. To torn ACL again.
Right.
So, like,
it's interesting
it's
you point
lot
that out
up and down.
Because at 2020, he played two games, tore his ACL, and then the next year he played all 17. He had 15 and a half sacks.
Yep.
So if we think about next year and his ability to return and be Nick Bosa, well, the last time this happened, he came back and he was Nick Bosa. Now, he was 23. He was not going to be 28 turning into 29. A little bit different, but he was able to come back from that. And the first time he tore his ACL in high school, he went to Ohio State and he sat out, and then he turned into the Nick Bosa, number two pick in the draft. And so he has this ability to recover from this injury and be awesome again. And so I don't doubt that he will, but to your point, for this year, there's no more Nick Bosa.
No, and his brother has suffered some major injuries too, and in fact was very kind of left for, he's on the downside. And he's had a great start up in Buffalo. He looks really good again. So no, I don't think Nick Bosa, I don't think the Niners are done with him, but the Nick Bosa experience is a roller coaster. It just is. He's a great player, but it's been a roller coaster. There are some valleys, man. 888-957-9570 is the number, but I don't know, man. Ain't nothing going to break in my stride. Like, I can't get over the fact that this team is 3-0. The list of what they've been through already this year is bananas. And I want you to try to put that into perspective. Like, just think within games and outside of games, what they've been through. They did that in the second half yesterday without Nick Bosa. They did that. Like, Brock Purdy has missed two games. George Kittle has missed two games. Nick Bosa has missed a half a game. Trent Williams sat out a portion of the game. Juwan Jennings had a holdout. Juwan Jennings had an injury. Brandon Ayuk's never been here. Malik Mustafa has never been here. Christian McCaffrey had a scare. There was a safety. Somebody held in the end zone of a tie game with 3 minutes to go. Like, there has been so much crap, and you're 3-0. That's crazy.
Yeah, you've survived all of it. Yeah.
So that's really good. I don't care who the opponents are when you're talking about stuff like that. I do not care who the opponents are. I'm not saying that they would have beat the Ravens. They would have lost to the Ravens.
Or the Bills or the Eagles or whatever.
But the 3-0.
Yeah, they beat the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And they're in their division. So, and they beat Seattle. And they beat New Orleans on the road.
And those teams aren't bad, by the way. Seattle and Arizona. New Orleans is. But Seattle and Arizona are not bad teams.
No.
In fact, they are undefeated outside of the Niners, the Seahawks and Cardinals.
Right.
Undefeated outside of the Niners.
And you've got to face them again, and hopefully you can beat them again. So I never worry about, you know, being schedule Sam, because your schedule is your schedule, and it's the way it all lays out. And so you've got Jacksonville on Sunday, and, you know, Jacksonville is not a slouch. So you either will beat Jacksonville or you won't. And if you're good enough to beat Jacksonville, you shouldn't apologize the fact that you're better than Jacksonville. They're a good team.
888-957-9570. We're about to go back to the phones. However, an interruption from Mark Grandy with this Kyle Shanahan conference call update.
Yeah, we'll hear the full thing coming up in a little bit once we get it cleaned up. But just to give you some of the injury updates, Kyle Shanahan said Nick Bosa's ACL tear is, quote, as clean as it gets, meaning there's no other damage to the knee other than the ACL itself. Kyle Shanahan says he expects quarterback Brock Purdy to continue back at practice this week. He'll be ready to go on Wednesday, and they'll evaluate him from there. Some other injuries, C.J. West broke his thumb. Oof. He'll be reevaluated later this week. Could miss a game, but will be back soon. Mac Jones, day-to-day. Micah Williams with that wrist, day-to-day. Renardo Green with a neck issue is day-to-day.
I'd say that's a pretty good update. Like, you lost Nick Bosa. You knew that. C.J. West is a maybe for a little while. You know, maybe a game, maybe two at the worst.
Maybe none with a broken thumb.
Maybe none. But everybody else, when you get the day-to-day on a Monday, that's as good as you're going to get.
And then one other, Juwan Jennings is also considered day-to-day at this point.
Okay, yep. I like that. So Purdy and Jennings are solid maybe to probables, I think, for this week. And then same for Renardo Green and Mykal Williams and I already forget who the other day-to-day person
Mac
was.
Jones.
Mac Jones, right, who obviously, as much as we love the job that he's done, I'm hoping Mac does not play this weekend.
Yeah.
I hope he's available, but I hope he doesn't play.
I mean, day-to-day, he sure looked pretty limited. He was pretty banged up toward the end of that game.
Well, I guess there's an aggravation of a PCL.
Right, from the preseason.
Right.
Which, I mean, it'd be great if he was able to be your backup, and then you put Martinez back as your emergency third.
I always have an affinity for whenever somebody injures their PCL, because I think that was the name of our league in high school. Maybe we were I can't remember if we were the PCL or the PAL, Peninsula Athletic League, Peninsula Coast League, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, it always makes me think of high school.
Okay.
Thanks, Mac.
And the PCL is the Pacific Coast League, of
correct.
Course.
Yes. Yeah. Which, does that even exist anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't know if
that was the old school baseball league back when the Seals were playing and all the rest of it.
Let's go to Dan in Alameda here on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Dan.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that being 3-0 for the Niners is like a miracle. And you guys are right. We should concentrate on Ricky Pearsall because, you know, in the movie Boys in the Hood with Ice Cube and Cuba Gooding Jr., Morris Chestnut, and Larry Fishburne, Ricky is the star. And even Cuba says, Ricky! And then you got Pop Smoke with Run, Ricky, Run. Run, Ricky, Run. So it's all about Ricky Pearsall. And he's going to lead this offense next week against Jacksonville. And we're going to win some games because to go 6-0, we might be able to get to the playoffs in a year where, you know, we could easily be 0-3 right now. Let's just, you know, come on. We all watched a lot of football since Montana and them. We could be 0-3. It's not a stretch. And, you know, with this offense, you're just going to have – and it makes me wonder, why didn't we take Shedeur Sanders in the draft? Because, you know, with our quarterbacks hurt, I think Shedeur would be – he'd be stepping in right now with all these young receivers that would want to play with Ricky. And my man Shedeur, and we're going to go all the way. And remember – fire Buster Posey. Come on now.
Oh, come on. Dan.
Come on, Dan.
Oh, Dan.
And your
energy is infectious.
You can't invoke Ricky from Boys in the Hood.
Hello, thank you. What happened to Ricky in Boys in the Hood?
Yeah, the same thing that happened to Ricky at Union Square.
The only difference is one lived, the real Ricky lived. But, Mike, thank you for noticing that. Like, Dan, you lost me the second you're like...
Come on, Dan.
Like, Cuba Gooding Jr. screaming Ricky was because he just got shot. Not because he loved him and he was like, ooh, he's good on the football
field. Not because he converted a 4-2. Ricky!
Oh, my God.
That was beyond
inappropriate.
Just 10 seconds on that. That still is one of the hardest scenes for me to watch, in any movie ever.
Cinematic history. It's brutal.
Still heartbreaking. Even, like, that movie will come on, and I'll watch it, and we'll get to that part. It's like, no.
Yeah, I'm going to go bathroom.
I'm going to have to put on MTV or something.
Oh.
I'm going to put on The Office. I can't watch that. Anyway, Ricky, your guy, Ricky Pearsall, third in football in receiving yardage.
Mom starts hitting Ice Cube when he gets home. What you hit me for? What you hit me for?
Right.
Yeah, well, because you ain't going to be the cash cow. That's why.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. I hated that scene. Bring that up with Ricky Pearsall. And Buster Posey should not be fired, and your Shedeur Sanders take is beans.
I mean,
but other than that, it was a great call.
It was a great call, Dan, from the media. I mean...
Oh, my God. That was...
I mean, lose a couple more games, Buster. You may have to pack your stuff. I mean, just 10 seconds on those Giants.
Oh, yeah, what did you want to say?
What a bummer. Like,
what's the bummer?
The bummer is the way that this season is ending.
Oh.
It's one thing to not make the playoffs. It's another thing to go down to Dodger Stadium and basically get, like, patted on the head.
You were surprised?
I wasn't surprised.
You were surprised.
No, but it's just it's just disgusting.
It was over when they arrived there.
It's,
you know
that. It's just the fade. The fade is disappointing.
Hey.
Don't fade me. I wouldn't fade the Dibber. And I would love to hear the clip of the Niner pick, because I think I said exactly what was going to happen, and happened.
I think you did. And I told you, yeah, the pick was nauseating.
Yeah.
As was the game.
Totally.
The pick was like spot dead on. And all I could do was look at you and be like, I can't argue with you.
We're not doing that.
But I hate the concept. And then it happened. And I hated it, but it's okay because the ball went through the little yellow thingies.
And Eddie Pinheiro, you know? And I would love, maybe we get him on the show just to get exactly what he's saying, because he's pointing like this is my house, dude, or I don't know exactly what he was saying, but there's moxie in that young man.
Thank you. There's nothing better than kicker trash talk. It's absolutely amazing. Kicker trash talk reminds me, do you remember that minor league manager who lost his mind years ago?
And it was like,
he's arguing with the umps, and then he decides to like just put on a whole display.
Yes.
Like he was a soldier, and he like pulled the pin on a grenade, and he was hiding behind the pitcher's mound, and he was down on all fours crawling around the infield. It's just like, hey, manager, what are you doing, dude? Like, you're not a player, you're not a soldier. What's happening right now? It's the same thing when a kicker puts one through and kind of does the, like, my house.
Right.
This is mine. It's like, no, you're allowed on the field for 2 minutes a day. Other than that, stand in the corner and just don't mess everything up. Kicker trash talk is the best. The best. I'm with you.
He was
feeling
it.
I don't know what he was saying.
I don't either. But he was pointing to the ground like, this is my house. This is my first time ever being here. I own this mother jumper.
I'm told that this is our home field. Right. I don't know any of you. We won. And I don't even know who we is.
Exactly. He's perfect.
People are hugging him, and he's like, what's your name? Hi. Hi.
Hi, I'm Eddie. Yeah. Hi, I'm Eddie.
I'm Eddie.
I just won the game. And what's funny, and I mean, this is going to be not a shot at Brock Purdy, but back-to-back games where the Niners had fourth-quarter comebacks with Mac Jones.
Back-to-back games?
I think
were they down in New Orleans?
Were they?
They were down in New Orleans.
Okay.
No, they weren't down in New Orleans.
All right.
They should have been.
Boy.
They should have been. Chris Olave was standing by himself in the end zone. That was the first quarter, though.
Yeah.
But, no. Brock was down in the fourth quarter in Seattle, too.
Benefiting from drops, though, is one of the sub-headlines from this year.
Hello.
For sure.
Hello. I mean,
yesterday was crazy.
Crazy. All right. Let's go to Miguel in Modesto. Hi, Miguel. Thanks for hanging. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I'm definitely feeling pretty high about the 3-0. I'm not going to give up on the season because Nick Bosa went down. I refuse to do that. The off seasons are just way too long. I kind of look at this as like a balance. Our defense was hanging in there, and now offense is going to have to step it up with guys coming back. I expect Jennings to play next game. DeMarcus Robinson is going to be in there, and I expect Ricky to be Ricky. And, of course, Brock Purdy with his mobility, I think they'll have no problem really getting another W against the Jags, even if it's a close game. It's a long season. This isn't the last guy that's going to go down, whether it's season ending or not. And I think with players like Bryce Huff, who also has 2 sacks on the year, like Nick Bosa, we got to give these guys a chance to prove that they can fill his shoes before everyone goes crying looking for a fancy trade. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for taking the call.
I'm with you, Miguel. Thank you very much. And that's what I mean. You know what Miguel's doing? Miguel's going week to week. Like, oh, how do we, you know, our ceiling went down. Your ceiling was a figment of your imagination to begin with.
Like, yeah, but we're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I don't know where, like, this whole, like, what if we play Green Bay in January? Good Lord. You're getting ahead of yourself.
Right.
Like, play Jacksonville. Can you beat Jacksonville? Because, oh, by the way, if you beat Jacksonville, you're 4-0. And I don't need to give you the analytics on 4-0 teams. They go to the playoffs.
A lot of times, yeah.
Like, pretty much all the time.
Yep.
And so, you know, but the other truth is they're a game out of last place. So, they could lose to Jacksonville and the Rams, and just everything stinks, and you feel like you're out of it. So, like, just, I'm with Miguel. Maybe the right thing to do is to make a big trade, but not yet. Like, that, I don't even think anybody around the league is discussing that stuff yet.
No, not in September. You're still trying to figure out who you are and what you have. And the other reality of being 3-0 is your point differential is plus 10. You're 3-0 with a plus 10.
That's unbelievable.
You won by 4, by 5, and by 1.
Yep.
So 3 1-score games. Now, is that sustainable over a season? It can be. It's not sustainable over a long, long span, over multiple years. But, yeah, right now, you're getting it done without a lot of offense. You're getting it done with timely defense, very timely defense, and also timely plays on offense. So that formula is probably not sustainable over the long haul against really good teams. But the good news is you don't play a lot of quote, really good teams. You've got the Rams and Tampa coming up. Those two teams are better than a lot of other teams you're going to face. Houston is right now, they're in turmoil. I don't know what's going on with Houston and their quarterback, C.J. Stroud. Atlanta, is it Penix? Is it Cousins? We don't even know what Atlanta's doing right now. So even in your like upcoming five-game schedule, even if you want to go to the Giants six games out, you've got a lot of opponents coming up that are in flux. Like the Giants, will it be Jackson Dart then? It probably should be by then.
Week five.
Right, week and you five. But you play them week nine. So I'm just looking at your schedule upcoming, and you've got a winless Houston. You've got the Giants in turmoil. Atlanta with a possible quarterback question, whether it's Penix or Cousins. You've got a lot of games that are going to be winnable even without Nick Bosa.
Teams that start 3-0 since 1990, more than half of them win their division.
Oh, wow.
Teams that start 3-0, more than half of them since 1990 win their division. Since 2020, teams that start 3-0, 86% of them make the playoffs.
There you go.
So there's some, and that's on 3-0. Forget if you beat Jacksonville this week and go 4-0. I could give you some AI analytics on that if they beat the Jags. If they can beat the Jags, postseason chances at 4-0 get you to, north of 85%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd have to do some more digging to get the exact number, but anyway, yeah, you're moving into about a 9-10 chance, of making the playoffs already at 3-0. Definitely, if they win this week and go 4-0. So, 888-957-9570. How about Fabian in Maryland? Hi, Fabian. Thanks for the call. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? I just feel like I think we should be more up than down. Obviously, this is a messed up situation with Nick and it. But, you know, like you said, it was a gut punch, but I think things are in our favor. Like you guys were just saying, 4-0. I was just talking to my girlfriend and I was like, so the way I was breaking it down was like, all right, each win is one, right? But I kind of look at like a conference loss or a win, like Green Bay just lost, but they lost to Cleveland. So I was like, dang, it's not like a conference loss. But I feel like out of a conference, win or loss is like 0.75, and then a conference win is like 1.25, and then division wins like 1.5 wins. So when you look at that, we got all the metrics going in our way, and then we might be looking at 4-0. So I think there's more to smile about than be upset about. Plus, what we can do in the trade deadline.
Fabian, I think you're on point. The only thing I would change is that if you get a division win on the road, then it's worth somewhere between 1.75 and 2, which is why today I think the Niners are 4.5 and 1. Well, I mean, 4.5 and 0.
4.5 and 0.
4.5 and 0.
They played 3 games, and they're 4.5 and
0. Yeah, but a win over Jacksonville is only half a win.
Right.
So they'd be 5 and 0 if they win this week.
Even though you've played 4 games, you'd be 4 and 0.
I don't know.
all this crazy math, it's fun and it's funny. I do think that there is a point to what you're saying about divisional games and divisional road games, certainly. But right now you're 2-0 in the division, and it's not to say that, you know, you dismiss Arizona, and you certainly don't dismiss Seattle, but it's the Rams for me. The Rams are the team that
no doubt
you need to worry the most about, and even though they lost yesterday and it's a game that they probably should not have lost, I don't know what the win percentage was when they were up by 20 points in the second half, but probably north of 90%, and yet they couldn't get it done, and they had a couple of kicks blocked, and that's the way that went. But the Rams are going to be a really tough out.
I'll tell you why yesterday was so big, though, for Niner fans, and I know it makes you throw up in your mouth to root for the Eagles, but that was a huge comeback, because the difference between the fourth-place schedule and the first-place schedule is that game. Like, that game and a couple others.
They have Buffalo, too, right?
The Rams have to play Philly, they have to play Baltimore, and they have
to play Detroit.
And those are the games that they're playing that you're not. You're subbing out those games with Chicago, with Cleveland, and the New York Giants. That's what you get. And so if they win those games, then it's kind of like it's an even Steven deal. So the Rams at Philly yesterday, they host the Colts this weekend. That's monstrous. Then they get the Niners on Thursday night, and then they go to Baltimore. That's their four-game stretch. And so I think the Niners need to make some hay during that stretch while the Rams are playing such tough teams, and the Niners aren't, including one game against each other, and the Niners took that first step yesterday.
And they both have Jacksonville, and then they have each other, and so that's in the next four. If you can find a way to beat Jacksonville and beat the Rams, well, now you'd be 3-0 in the division, you'd be 5-0 overall, and you'd be in a good spot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.